Fort Wayne's Morning News is driven by the O'Daniel Automotive Group. Stop by any of the five area O'Daniel locations or shop online at odanielauto.com to get your best deal.
Welcome back, Wobble Land. We are checking in with our reporter, Heather Starr. She has been out and about all morning as of 6 a.m. When polling locations started to open across Indiana. Heather, did you already vote in today's primary?
This morning.
I lost you. Repeat what you just said. We must have had a bad connection. You did vote?
Yes, I did vote.
And where did you vote?
I voted at Pathway Church, Northwest Fort Wayne off Carroll Road.
So what's been turnout like so far, Heather? Because I'm hearing from a lot of our listeners. I've heard from some listeners in New Haven, in Roanoke. I've heard from some folks up there at Grace Church on Coldwater. And they've all pretty much said the same thing. They've been in and out in less than 5 minutes because there's just not a lot of people in line. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes, yeah, there really isn't a lot of people in line. Now, I will tell you right now, I'm at Brookside Church off of Yvar Road, Northeast Fort Wayne, and I've seen quite a few more people, but definitely not a line by any stretch.
Well, I will take it. At least you're starting to see more and more people trickle in. Have you been able to talk to any of those voters, Heather?
I have. Pretty much the same opinions. They always vote in person if they can, and they feel like, you know, if you don't vote, then don't complain. I did have a lady come in that she did mention that she votes, though she has her concerns about the how valid it is.
Oh, and interesting.
The voting process. She walked out and she says, I just don't believe that it's valid.
But did she still? She did vote though, right?
She did vote.
Interesting.
She doesn't want to mess up the numbers too bad, so she goes ahead and votes in person every year.
Interesting. Really quick, were you able to talk to any of the poll workers by chance and what their vibe is, how it's going, or maybe in relation to turnout?
Well, I did talk to an inspector at one of the voting polls, and he did say that he's not expecting a huge turnout just because of the weather.
Oh, the weather being a factor in that.
That was really the only reason.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he just is like, you know, it's a primary, and it's just with the weather, people just don't want to come out in it.
Yeah, well, let's be honest here. When it comes to the primaries, they always have significantly lower voter turnout than when it comes to your general election. Heather, I appreciate you beating feet all over town for us this morning.
No problem.
That's Heather Starr, our reporter. She's been out since 6 a.m. as soon as these polling precincts started to open. If you need to get updated on where you can vote today, indianavoters.in.gov. That's the website where you can do that. Find out your polling location. Plus, you can check out your ballot, indianavoters.in.gov. So you are truly educated and feeling confident when you go in there to vote today. I've actually had a lot of questions about the difference between a primary election and a general election. So today is where you are voting to choose your party's candidate for the general election, which, as you know, happens in November. So that's what today is all about.
Podcasts by Federated Media.